David, you imply in the book that Jimi Hendrix has an influence on economics, or that there's a connection there. You're going to have to walk me through this step by step. First of all, what does Jimi Hendrix have to do with logic?
Well, he was, the connection is that he was one of the first people to use fuzz tones in his music.
Fuzz tones.
Fuzz tones, which means that, I mean, in classical music, if you play a note such as C, a G, an A, or whatever, it's very clear, it's very well defined, there's no kind of debate about what note you played. But when you strap a fuzz tone onto an electric guitar and you hit a chord, but you don't just play those particular notes that you fretted on the guitar. It also reproduces all sorts of subharmonics and basically blurs those notes so that you're getting kind of a continuum of different sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, so this was Hendrix was doing this in the 60s, and at the same time, philosophers, engineers were starting to develop. They were starting to question, well, you know, classical logic is a little bit like classical music in the sense that every statement is either true or false. It's very kind of hard and well defined. But in reality, things aren't either true or false, yes or no, black or white. They're kind of in between. They're shades of gray. And so they called this, in order to address this kind of problem, they invented what they called fuzzy logic. So it's kind of the philosophical equivalent of fuzz tones, if you like.
Now, this idea of fuzzy logic doesn't sit too well with those of us that like to see the world in black and white.
So, that's right, yeah. And, well, economists, I think, traditionally see the world, as you say, in black and white. And, you know, one example of that is that there's a lot of emphasis on things which we can put a number to. So for example, a classical logic kind of question would be, do you earn over $50,000, yes or no? It's got a clear answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a fuzzy logic kind of a question would be, are you satisfied with your job? So if you ask people that, some people will say, yes, I'm 100% satisfied. But for most people, they'll be kind of, you know, sort of shades of gray. They'll be saying, well, you know, I'm quite satisfied, but not 100%.
Yeah, or I like it, but there's these aspects that I don't.
Exactly.
There's a further explanation that's sort of required.
So the thing is that why this matters to economics is that economics favors questions which are the classical logic kind of thing, yes, no, hard numbers, and it doesn't really have a way of dealing with fuzzy logic type questions such as actual quality of life, happiness, or the environment, because all of these are fuzzy things, which is very hard to put a precise number on.
I